am you. Like that? Fresh Fest on Demon FM.
Welcome to the afternoon show on Demon FM. Today we're talking about freshers. You're joining me tonight with Sam, Paolo, Ellie and Alina.
Hi.
Hey. How is all your freshers been so far?
Hectic.
Yeah. I wasn't here.
Oh. Where did you go?
I was in Canada for two months. Oh, wow. I was rock climbing, I was surfing and I was skiing.
Whereabouts in Canada?
I was in Vancouver and then I went down to Banff.
Oh, okay.
I want to go to Canada.
You probably do.
Honestly, just move there.
I've been having quite a stressful time, but I'm thinking I'm going to settle in once classes start. It's quite a big adjustment going from home to suddenly back to school, because I ended school in like July, in June, and now I've got to go back and learn, and it's tiring having to work again.
You forget how to write sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Same. My handwriting.
Your hand's like, do I have fingers anymore?
So bad. But it's kind of interesting living in halls with people. I mean, I miss home, but it's kind of nice. I'm with people my age. It's a different, very different experience. I don't think it's a bad experience. My flatmates are all really nice. I don't know how your flatmates.
Oh, yeah, you are my flatmates.
All right, whose mum still calls them? Where are you?
Yeah,
I've been calling her. Parents
on the phone.
Yeah. No, I've been having like 3 phone calls a day, like, oh, I'm so sad. But I think I'm slowly getting better. I hope everyone else is having a good flatmate. It's quite noisy though in the garden at night.
Mm. Oh God, tell me about
people,
it.
Get used
people
to
screaming
it.
At 4 in the morning. It's like, I don't know what fun you're having, but can you have a little
can you have a little quiet?
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm still a little bit nervous about meeting people. Like, I've only been here since Saturday, and it feel like everyone's kind of bonded already. And it's kind of like, I don't want to be awkward and just slide into your group like, hey, can we be friends?
This is me. Like, just like dive right into the squad and be like, I'm part of you.
I think this is the best week because everyone's so open to make friends. So
pretty desperate in my case.
Okay, so let us guys know how fresh has been for you so far by Twitter at DMFM. We'd love to hear your thoughts and give you a mention on air after Chief Thrills by Sia. We'll be talking about the big events of Freshers for us so far.
Keep control, precious taking its toll, stuck in the middle zone.
Project Illusion. You're listening to the afternoon show's Freshers special event on DM and FM with Paolo, Sam, May and Alina and Ellie. So what events has everyone gone to this week?
Freshers Ball, which was so busy. We couldn't get onto the ground floor. There was too many people there.
Oh my god, it's like ants. There's ants. And you're like, where do I go? Lost.
Did you like the venue?
The venue was nice. I mean, we got there, it was really early. There was no one around. We were like, oh no, did we, like, where
yeah,
is everyone?
Late,
yeah, so. And I thought, you know, are we at the wrong place? Or, I don't understand what's going on.
We went to the sort of pre-ball on Saturday.
Yeah.
We got on the first bus, we lined up, no one was there. We were like, yeah, we're going to be in first. And then it turned out we'd actually ended up at the end of the queue. We had to queue like 40 minutes when we'd been there. But that was good. That was the very loud one with like Weston and Nathan Dorr. I don't know any of them, but it was pretty good. Like,
oh, at least you enjoyed it.
Yeah. How was Louisa Johnson? Is she like good?
I'll be honest, I actually didn't see the performance. I was on the other floor, which was a waste.
What's the point?
It was a good night though. I didn't see her, but it was a good night.
She got one of the Fresh Rest wristbands.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
My mum got it for me as a little departing present.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm second year, so like I'm not actually doing anything this year. My flat is all just people's, like, we did it last year.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it this year.
How did you find it last year? Was it good?
It was pretty good actually. I did Fresh Ball, Club of Public, stuff like that. It was pretty good, but one thing I will say is if you are going to go out and drink heavily, do it this week. Don't do it in term, because two things will happen. Your grades will drop and your relationship with your flatmates will go through the floor.
You will drop on the floor.
There are already fights happening, and I've only been here for 3 days. People were like screaming at each other, and I can't deal with it. I don't know. I just walk by.
You
like
stole my spoon.
It probably is. Yeah, it will. It definitely will be.
Well, I've had messages from friends in different unis. They've all been like, "Oh my god, I hate my flatmates. They're awful people." And I'm just hanging out with mine. We watched a movie. It's all pretty relaxed.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Last night.
Yeah.
Just getting on.
Wow.
I think it all changes because we did some day events like the fair yesterday in the QE2 building and the student union fair. I think that was all pretty good. But let us know your freshest experience so far. Contact us on Twitter at demonfm and facebook.com/demonfm. We'd love to hear your thoughts and give you a mention on air. After the latest news with Sam, we'll be talking about flatmates.
Fresh Fest 2016. Demon FM.
With you every step of the way.
Your voice.
Your music.
Your station.
We are Demon.
Good afternoon. The time's now 12 o'clock. I'm Sam Fletcher. In national news, a social media campaign has inspired people to donate their first £5 note to charity. Twitter user John Thompson created the idea after people were being negative about the new design, and their charities would be more than happy to have them. The hashtag, hashtag #FirstFiver trended throughout the UK and a big promotion for many different charities. In local news, the Montfort University Fresh Fest has been in full swing, with over 30 events during the day and night to give new students the best welcome to Leicester and the university. Highlights have been the welcome weekend with acts from different societies putting on performances, and Louisa Johnson of the X Factor performed at the Freshers' Ball at the Athena. In sport, it's a historic night for Leicester football, as Leicester City's home game against Porto will be their first ever Champions League game to be staged in Leicester. City striker Mark Albrighton is looking forward to hopefully making it a night to remember after he made history for himself. Albrighton scored the team's first ever goal in Europe's elite club competition after just 5 minutes, but said he still wants more for the team. In weather, today is expected to be cloud throughout with highs of 18 degrees at around 3 p.m. That's all for now. You can find more information or tweet us at DemonFM News.
But we're talking about the most brilliant mind this world has ever seen.
I've got demons running around in my head, and they feed on insecurities I have. Won't you lay your healing hands on my chest? Let your ritual clean. Soak the ropes with your holy water. Tie me down as you read out the word. me free from my jealousy. Won't you exercise my mind? Won't you exercise my mind? I want to be free as I'll ever be. Exercise my mind, help me exercise my mind. Desdemona, won't you liberate me? Well, I'm haunted by your ancient history. Close these green eyes and watch over as I sleep through my darkest of dreams. Be the power to compel me. Hold me closer than anyone before. Set me free from my jealousy. Won't you exercise my mind? Won't you exercise my mind? I want to be free as I'll ever be. Exercise my mind, help me exercise my mind. I should be thinking about nothing else when I'm with you. Ooh, with you. Ooh, oh, 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 I should be thinking about nothing else when I'm with you. With you. Ooh, oh, oh, oh.
Your mind exists somewhere altogether different. It lives in a world where feelings simply cannot be defined by words.
Freshfest 2016 on Demon FM.
Buckle in, you're in for a ride.
Thank you, Sam, for reading out the news update for us. Before the news, we were talking about which freshers events we've been to this year, but now I think we should talk about flatmates. How have you guys found yours?
They've been really nice, actually. I feel a lot more settled in. I'm in quite a small flat. I'm with Alina and three other girls, and I think it's quite nice to just sort of be with people of my own age. It's pretty relaxing. I mean, the halls are okay. I thought they'd be quite noisy, but it's really only the garden at night, which I guess I'll just have to get used to.
I have two flatmates and they're crazy. Honestly, my mum and brother, they're crazy. I haven't moved out yet because I'm like, I can't do the stress yet. I'll take it later. My flatmates are crazy though.
Does everyone feel like their homesickness is definitely like reducing as the time goes on?
I don't feel like I have any at the moment, actually.
Oh, wow.
Right, yeah, that's great.
Your mum's going to be disappointed. No, she'll be like,
she called me up the other day and she was like, oh, are you all right? Like, are you getting on with your flatmates and everything? And it was okay. Like, I'm completely fine. But my friend had a breakdown. Like, she was actually crying. God. And she called me. She's like, I can't do this, Paolo. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, my friend called me. She goes to Birmingham. And she called me and she was like, I've had enough already. I'm like, you've been there 2 hours.
I felt the exact same. Like, when I was moving down, I was pretty excited. And then my parents left and I was unpacking my room and 2 hours later it was just like,
yeah, that's a horrible feeling.
This is the next 3 years of my life.
I've had enough already.
Yeah. I mean, I've been calling up like, I want to come home, but it has been getting better every day, and hopefully you just got to take it a day at a time, really.
Back when I did freshers, I mean, when I first moved in it was fine, but the hard part I found was Christmas.
Oh no.
Because finally, do you like go home, it's like all of your family is there. Like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, oh, now I've got to, it's just like my parents, I've got to leave everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it just makes it harder, doesn't it?
You spend so much time with them, then you got to go back.
Yeah, you got to go back, and then you realise, oh, I've got to cook again, and I've got to clean again. That's
what I'm worried about. Hopefully I'll get in the swing of things, because otherwise I don't want to leave over at Christmas and just be like, right, that's it, I'm never coming back.
Yeah,
but you got to stay positive for the whole experience.
Yeah, definitely.
That's true. It's very strange how quick it goes already. But anyway, we're going to go to the next song and then we'll be back with you. The song is Nothing Like This by Blonde and Craig David.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Started out being
became friends. I had my girl and you had him. Who would have known where it'd end?
Cause I'm holding you tight in the middle of the night after we just finished that making.
We both waited, weathered the storm. Could have cheated, but knew that'd be wrong. Even though we came close,
had to get you out of my mind. I did not do a time if I slipped and committed a crime.
More than just a feeling, this is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture, this right here is called real love. And nothing really matters, as long as there's you and me, there's us. And I let you go, no. Cause girl, you're the truth. All along, I was here for you.
Wait until the timing was right, give me the green light, I'll show you girl what you've been missing.
More than just a feeling, this is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture, this right here is called real love. And nothing really matters, long as there's you and me, there's us. And I let you go.
I found nothing like this, like this.
Nothing can compare to when I'm with you. Oh baby, yeah. Life can be so unpredictable sometimes. Gotta be ready to read between the lines too. You feel me? More than just a feeling, this is more than just a crush. This ain't some romantic gesture, this right here is called real love. And nothing really matters, long as there's you and me, there's us. And I let you know, no.
That was Blonde and Craig David, Nothing Like This. So the group of us have just been talking about our flatmates and how Freshers is going so far. It seems like everyone's really enjoying it. Everyone's having a good time. Would you all agree with that?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like you're having fun and then the next second you're on the floor and you're like, where am I?
I think everyone's having a lot of different experiences.
Yeah.
When I was sort of on Saturday, I was like, I don't want this Freshers week. I want to be in my routine. I want my classes. But now I'm realizing I'm going to be so busy with my classes that I kind of feel like I need this week just to learn the town, get a little bit more settled.
Yeah.
Sort of especially like when you've moved out and you've come in, you're like, you're lost. You're like, I don't even know where the closest Tesco is.
There's actually two.
There's four.
Many. But yeah, I feel like we're going to have a variety of experience. But I think the overall thing is you like meet people, get to know people, prepare everything.
Yeah, because everyone's going to be so busy next week. So this week is perfect to meet everyone.
Mm. Next week, everyone's just going to be like writing down notes. What's your name? I don't know.
Let's just pray no one gets a 9 a.m. lecture on a Monday.
Oh my God.
Guess what I have on Monday?
We're all going to have to face at least one 9 a.m.
And that's a thank you to everyone who's joined us today. Make sure you stay tuned for the afternoon show with Ollie and Maddie, which will be coming up next.
Freshers Week on Demon FM. Online, on campus, and on 107.5. This is Demon FM.